Okay, we're holding on. Yoma Daf Lamed. We're at the very bottom of Chav Tet Amid Bet. Ze Haklal Hayam Migdash. Okay, so we spoke about the different requirements for if you go to the bathroom, you urinate, you defecate, different things you need to do to be mekadesh yourselves afterward. Bishlama Raglayim Mishum Tiltot El Yadayim Mai Taima. Because I understand why the feet you have to be mekadesh afterward, because sometimes there's a little bit of splattering. And the feet may have had urine on them, so you have to be mekadesh them. But why the hands? It's not going to splatter on the hands. Amar Rabbi Abba Zot Omeret Mitzvah L'Shav Sheif. So we must be holding that it's a mitzvah to rub off any droplets so that you won't have any drops on your garments. Right? In which case, your hands need to be sanctified as well. Sayle Rabbi Ami. And this is the support for Rabbi Ami's Shita, the Amar Rabbi Ami Asur LaAdam Sheyetzei B'Nitzotzot Shel Gebei Raglav Mipnei Shenira Kichrut Shivcha U'Motzi Loz Al Banav Shein Mamzer. So Rabbi Ami warned against walking out of the bathroom with any splattering from urine on your garments, because it's follow this logical process here, this concern that they had. If you have droplets, on your garments, it's going to look like the like you don't have enough power down there, basically, to urinate in a normal fashion. It's going to look like you have some sort of issue, and that type of issue is the same type of issue that would prevent you from having children. That was the concern there. And if you do have children, then people are going to wonder who impregnated your wife, because clearly you don't have the capacity, as is testified by the fact that it's not working properly. Anyway, that was the concern. But nonetheless, support for it here, because if we're saying that you're supposed to wipe off the nitzotzot, then we understand that could be because of Rabbi Ami's concern. Amar Rav Papa Tzoa Bimkoma Asur Lekro Kriyat Shema. If there is excrement left over, you didn't wipe properly, then you can't say Kriyat Shema. Hechidami, what case are we talking about here? Ir Dinirat Pshita. I mean, if it's like visible out in the open, obviously you can't say Kriyat Shema. You can't say Kriyat Shema in front of excrement. Id Lo Nirat, and if it's not visible, you can't be seen. Loading the Torah of Malachi Shard. How are we supposed to know if you can't be seen? There's some left over. Are we angels? We're not magical. We're human beings. We make mistakes. Lo Tzricha Diyoshev Nirat. No, it's we're talking about a case where if you're sitting down, it's visible. If you're standing up, Omeid Ve'en Nirat. Standing up, it's not visible. That's the case we're talking about. Still, you shouldn't say Kriyat Shema. Why is that so different from the case of excrement that may be remaining on someone's flesh, on someone's skin? The Itmar Tzoal Bisro, regarding that, it was stated that when it comes to excrement on someone's flesh, Oshaya Yadav Beit HaKiseh, alternatively, one's hands were over the airspace of a Beit HaKiseh. Rav Huna Amar Mutar L'Kro Kriyat Shema, Rav Chizda Amar Asur L'Kro Kriyat Shema. According to Rav Huna, you can say Kriyat Shema in that instance. And according to Rav Chizda, it's Asur. So it seems like this Shita about saying Kriyat Shema when it's not, if it's not saying Kriyat Shema, if it's visible, but saying Kriyat Shema, not saying Kriyat Shema if it's visible only while you're sitting, seems to not be in accordance with either Rav Chizda or Rav Huna. Bimkoma nafish zuhama, shalom bimkoma lo nafish zuhama. There are different cases. One is talking about where it's found on your flesh, and one is talking about when it's left over from going to the bathroom. It's more disgusting when it's left over from going to the bathroom. That's, however, it's less disgusting if it's found on your flesh. Tanu Rabbanan halacha b'se'uda. So here's the law, here's the halacha regarding a meal. Someone just goes to urinate, just to wash one hand, and then go rejoin his meal. But if he got into a long conversation with his friend for a while, then he really needs to wash both of his hands again before he returns to the meal. But he does wash his hands, he shouldn't wash his hands on the outside and then come in. Hachashad, because people will be suspicious, maybe didn't wash his hands. Ela nichnas v'yoshev b'mkomo, rather, here's what you should do. You should go, sit back in your place, notel shtei yadav, wash your hands where you're sitting, u'machzir tafiach ala orchin, and pass the pitcher around to others. People notice that you washed your hands properly. Amar Rav Chizda lo arman el lishtar v'alecho, notel b'chutz v'nichnas meidid yada, de meida yadia de anina da'ate. So we're only talking about when you're going back, to continue drinking in the meal. If you're going back to eat during the meal, you can wash on the you can wash your hands outside, because everyone knows you're not coming back from the bathroom continuing to eat in your meal without washing your hands. That's disgusting. So everyone knows that that you must have washed your hands. Right? That even by me, even I'm just returning to drink water, everyone knows that I'm delicate and I'm a little bit of an istinist, a little bit of a germaphobe, and people are going to know that I washed my hands, even if I'm going back to drink. New Mishnah. Person does not go into the temple courtyard to do the avodah, even if he's tahor, until he goes to the mikvah. Five times a Kohen Gadol goes to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. 10 times he needs to sanctify himself. All times they need to be in a holy sanctified area over the Beit HaParva, the Parva chamber that we spoke about before. Chutz mizo bilvad, except for the very first one. Parsu sadin shel boots. They spread a linen sheet between him and the people, and they would sanctify his hands and his feet. The Gemara, Shalud ben Zoma, they asked ben Zoma, Tzvila Zo Lama, why does a Kohen enter the Mikdash if he's Tahor? Why would the Kohen need to do the Tvila if he's already Tahor when he's entering the Beit HaMikdash? So they asked ben Zoma this question, and he responded like this: Amar lehem ma'am mishana mikodesh lekodesh makom she'enush kare l'makom enush kare ta'un tvila hamshana mechol lekodesh makom she'enush kare l'makom she'enush kare enodinch ta'un tvila. His answer was from a kal v'chomer. If someone within the Beit HaMikdash goes from a place of one kedusha to a different place of kedusha, or one place that you're chayav karet for entering tame to a different place where you're chayav karet for entering tame, comes to someone who's coming from an area that it's not Kodesh at all and not Chayiv Karet for being Tameh at all into an area that is Kodesh and you are Chayiv Karet for being in Tameh, obviously you should do Tevila. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda offers a different answer. Serach Tevila hi zo. It's not a real requirement for Tevila. It's a reminder. It's like a reminder mechanism for Tevila. Kedesh yizkor tuma yishana shebiyado v'yifo. If you know that in order to enter into this area, you have to go to the mikvah, so you're going to be much more cognizant of your past tumas and whether or not you're tameh when you went in. If there's no requirement to mistameh your tahor, okay, so you just kind of walk in, mistameh your tahor. However, if you know that you have to be tovel, you're going to be very cognizant of whether you became tameh in the past. But my kamiflagi, is there a nafkamina between this machloket? Yes, seemingly as to whether or not we would consider the avoda to be puzzle, right? If you didn't do the tevila. If you didn't do the tevila, according to Ben Zoma, is meikar adin, is a problem, right? Because he darshened it out from a kal v'chomer that you have to do the tevila. You didn't do the tevila, maybe it's a serious problem with the avoda. But if you just hold it, it's a reminder mechanism, well then as long as you weren't tameh, even if you didn't do the tevila, then all your avoda is kosher. Levin Zoma mi mechil? Machil? Wait, we're saying according to Ben Zoma's Shita that all the avodah is going to be puzzle for doing this? Vatanya, but didn't we learn in a braita something that contradicts this idea? Kohen Gadol shelo tava velo kidesh Kohen Gadol, who didn't do the tevila and didn't do sanctify his hands and his feet. Ben Beged Leveged, in between the time where he changed garments, Ben Avodah Levodah, or in between the different avodot, again, not when he became tameh, but just the habitual tevila of Akidesh Yad of Raglav that must be performed between changing clothes and switching avodot. If he didn't do those, avodot kshera, his avodot is still kosher. We have a first brayta that says that. Echad Kohen Gadol v'chad Kohen Hedyot shelo Akidesh Yad of Raglav Shachrit v'avod avodah psula. When it comes to Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedyot, if they didn't at all sanctify their hands and their feet before the avodah, then their vote is possible. We have a first brayta that seems to teach that as long as not following tumah, if you're tahor and you go and do the avoda and you didn't do the tevila beforehand, as long as that's what we're talking about, the avoda should not be puzzle. So how are we saying according to Ben Zoma the avoda is puzzle? Rather, we're talking about whether we're not saying that according to Ben Zoma it's puzzle, and according to Rabbi Yehuda it wouldn't be puzzle avoda. According to Ben Zoma, there's a mitzvah ase to do the tevila, as opposed to according to the Rabbi Yehuda, there's no mitzvah ase to do the tevila. Rabbi Yehuda lo kabai ase. He doesn't believe it's a mitzvah ase. Umi itle Rabbi Yehuda hasvar. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold like this? Does he really hold like this? Vatani mitzora tov omer b'shar nikin or Rabbi Yehuda omer and tzarach v'ilashkach shekvar taval mi be'er. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, a mitzora. Rabbi Yehuda says by a mitzora that that he doesn't need to do a tvila before he comes into the Beit HaMikdash that day. So we want to say that Rabbi Yehuda requires tvila because of this reminder mechanism, but by the mitzora he says he doesn't need a tvila. Ahu kinetani tama shekvar taval b'erev. Yeah, did you read the brayta? The brayta gives you the reason. Shekvar taval b'erev. The mitzora doesn't need to because he already did the tvila at night. It's not to say in a general he doesn't need to. The brayta itself tells you he already toveled at night, and that's why he doesn't need to do it. Everyone else should need to. With the karila, my karila. Well, yeah. Given that it's literally written in the brayta. One can ask the person who raised this contradiction from the Braita, what exactly was he thinking? The Braita itself was very specific, what it was speaking about. Because of a third Braita that might indicate that there was in fact a contradiction between the first two Braitas, right? A third Braita which contradicted Rabbi Yehuda Shita and this Braita. And so if we hold by that third Braita, then maybe we do have a contradiction between the first two Braitas. Sound confusing? I'll explain what we mean. Lishkata Mitzorayim, Shisha Mitzorayim Tovlin. When it comes to the chamber of the Mitzorayim, where the Mitzorayim would go to do the Tevila, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the room was called Lishkata Mitzorayim, because that's where Mitzorayim would do the Tevila. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Mitzorayim Bilvad Amru, Ela Kol Adam. It wasn't just said about the Mitzoras, it was said about everyone. Everyone would do the tevila here. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is requiring the mitzora to do tevila. So if Rabbi Yehuda is requiring the mitzora to do tevila, it's clearly a contradiction to the previous statement of Rabbi Yehuda, where the mitzora apparently did not need to do tevila. Lo kasha had a tavil had lo tavil. Yeah, that's not a contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda's shitas, because where Rabbi Yehuda said that the mitzora would go and do the tevila in this lishka before entering the Beit HaMikdash, that's if he didn't previously do the tefillah. But if he did previously do the tefillah, then he wouldn't need to. Id lo tavil ha'arev shemesh bai. One second. If he didn't do the tefillah from the previous night, he still needs ha'arev shemesh. You're not just tahor immediately. You have to wait till sundown. But if he didn't do the previous night and he's just doing it now, then he needs an additional day here. Ela id vidi b'tavil. So must be talking about in both cases where you did do the mikvah, go to the mikvah the previous night. Had asach date, had lo asach date. But one is where you averted your thoughts and you may have become tame. And one is where you're not distracted and you know that you didn't become tame. Id asach date asa shli. Well, if you diverted your thoughts, then you need to restart the process and be sprinkled from the Parah Aduma, the ash water, on the second and the third and the seventh day again, because you had a hesek hadat, right? Your purification process takes a full week. If you had a distraction, you don't know if you became tamei or not, then you need to restart the process. Rather, if say in both cases we're talking about where you weren't distracted, the lokasha, still there's no contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda Shita haditavil adat biat mikdash lo tavil adat mikdash. One is talking about a case where you did tevila with the kavana that you're going to be going into the Beit HaMikdash the next day. One is where you did the tevila, but you didn't have that kavana. Vibaytaim alternately teach us this. Tani lo mitzera, tani amru. Sorry, tani, the Rabbi Yehuda said, lo mitzarayin amru ela kol adam. When we said lo mitzarayim bilvad amru ela kol adam, why is it called lishkat mitzarayim? Because that's where the Mitzorayim did the Tevila, and then Rabbi Yehuda says, not only the Mitzorayim, ela kol adam. We didn't say not only the Mitzorayim. What he said was not the Mitzorayim, rather kol adam. Still, you'd have to ask him why he calls it the Lishkat Mitzorayim. But still, maybe that's a different way of understanding his Shita. Ravina amar Rabbi Yehuda le devarim de Rabbanan kamrulah. Ravina said that Rabbi Yehuda was actually just responding to the Rabbanan Shita. Laditi Mitzorah in Tzarech Tevila. And it should be read like this. It says, according to my Shita, according to my opinion, the Mitzorah does not need to do a Tevila. Laditchu oduli izi mihat. However, according to you, who holds that the Mitzorah does have to do a Tevila, then at least admit the following, that by this Lishka wasn't only talking about the Mitzorah, it was talking about everyone. It says, according to me, the Mitzorahs, they don't have to go. According to you, all the Mitzorahs do have to go. You should agree, you know, you should admit to my, at least admit to the fact that if the Mitzorah has to go, everyone has to go. the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan responded, no, we don't hold that way. Mitzora, didaishi tuma, kol adam lo daishi betuma. The Mitzora is certainly, most certainly tame. That's what he's engaged in. He's engaged in his tuma. It's tama, but we don't machzik everyone else as tame. Amar Leah, so there's no need for them to do the tevila just stam. Amar Leah, bai, le Rav Yosef, name Rabbanan the pligile de Rabbi Yehuda. Kevin Zoma Svir Lahu, maybe the Rabbanan who argue and review Huda's Shita really hold like Ben Zoma that Rabbi Chais. So Rabbi Huda says that the Mitzorah doesn't need to go to the Mikvah, doesn't need a Tevila. But Ben Zoma holds that the Mikvah is a mitzvah ase mite oraita. Maybe the Rabbanan who argue and review Huda and hold that the Mitzorah does need to go to the Mikvah really hold like Ben Zoma's Shita that Mikvah before going into the Mikdash is actually a mitzvah ase mite oraita. Maybe that's how they hold. Vaidik Tani Mitzorah, well then you'd have to answer why exactly it teaches the machloket by a mitzorah, because if they hold that Ben Zoma's Shita, then they should hold it by everyone, and not just the mitzorah. It only spoke about a mitzorah to show you the extent of Rabbi Yehuda's kula, that even by a mitzorah, he doesn't require him to do tevila. However, in Achinami, the Rabbanan would say, by every person, they would have to do a tevila, not just a mitzorah. So don't be confused by the fact that we bring a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan by a mitzorah, whether they need tevila, to assume that it's davka by a mitzorah that the Rabbanan say needs tevila, but no one else needs to. Rather, we only bring in the machloket by a mitzorah to show you just how makel Rabbi Yehuda is. But in Achinami, the Rabbanan would say even by everyone they need tevila. Odilma, or perhaps that's not the case. They don't hold like Ben Zoma's Shita. Shani Mitzorah, the Daesh Betuma, right? And they do only hold this by a Mitzorah and not by every person. They don't hold by Ben Zoma's Shita. Amar Le, Shani Mitzorah, the Daesh Betuma. Yeah, in fact, they only taught this by a Mitzorah because he's a particular din of Tuma. He's most certainly Tameh. And so that's why they taught it. They don't hold by Ben Zoma's Shita to require Tzvila for everyone. We'll stop here.